We have another person in his way, as we did Paul Franks yesterday, who had experience with Magnolia Bible College as it existed here in Kosciuszko, and how it helped him to go out and to begin the work of the Lord in various places and congregations where he served in his way. He'll talk about some of those particular things right now. This is Greg Ledbetter.
I'm thankful to Robert for the invitation to speak today. I would like to begin by answering a question that's often asked to me by young people who may have the desire to do ministry or be around ministry. They ask me the question, do I have to go to school in order to be a preacher? And I often tell them, you don't have to, because I know many preachers who are excellent preachers that don't have an education. But having said that, I'll always follow it up with 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, where it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is my opinion today, and continue to be my opinion, that a Bible college or training school can be a great help in making effective, studious preachers and teachers. It's my goal today to share with you my experiences and hopes that it shows to you my love and gratitude that I have for my education that I received at Magnolia Bible College. At the age of 12, I delivered my first lesson in front of the congregation at Sawa Road Church of Christ in Jackson, Mississippi. I was a part of a program called Lads to Leaders, to Leaderettes, a program that's developed to help young men learn leadership and to learn how to publicly speak and to lead singing and how to study your Bible and all sorts of things. As a part of that program, I was required to stand in front of a group. In this case, it was about 300, and I was to give a lesson. At that time, I realized that ministry was something that interested me. I, though, was scared to death being 12 years old in front of that many people, realized that public speaking was something that I enjoyed doing. In my senior year, I decided that I wanted to go into ministry. Up to that point, I wanted to go into forestry. I wanted to be a tree farmer. I wanted to help people to grow their trees, and if there were diseases, I wanted to help them know how to treat those trees. But in my senior year, I decided that ministry was something I wanted to do, and it was my intention to go to Freed Hardeman University. It wasn't long before my friend Joey Jameson came to me and told me about Magnolia Bible College. He brought me to the campus. I looked at the campus, and I realized that it was much cheaper to come to Magnolia Bible College, and they had a great Bible program. In the fall of 2002, I began my studies at Magnolia Bible College. I remember that first day like it was yesterday, because it changed the course of how I looked at ministry. I remember coming in the first day of class. The class teacher was Ray Passuer. We sat down in our desks, our tables, pulls out legal-sized paper, and he hands it to each of his students. And each of the students, he told us, I want you to write and fill this entire page on why you were baptized. I want book, chapter, verse, but you're not allowed to use Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. I began to write. And I got about a paragraph in, and I couldn't write anymore, and I didn't know what else to say, And quite honestly, I couldn't give very many more scriptures, and I was pretty embarrassed. And I wrote on the paper, I will learn. We turned the papers in. He continues on with class. The next week we go into the class again. He hands out another sheet of paper. And he says, I want you to fill this piece of paper up and I want you to tell us why you are taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday. I wrote a few sentences. I really could not give much more detail. And once again, I felt ashamed that I could not write any more. And I wrote on the piece of paper that I would learn. We turn the paper in. The next week, we come back to class. Ray Pasuer stands in front of the class and he says, if you want to know where your papers are, I threw them in the garbage. He says, I want you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. Here is the reason for the assignment. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. He says, I want you to be able to share the gospel to the common man on the street. We often come up with very theological answers to questions. What he wanted was us to come up with an answer that could help all people. There are many teachers that made an impact on me while I was in school and are still good friends today. I know that I could call any one of them and they would help me. People like Ray Pasuer and Les Ferguson, Dr. Roger Hines and Dr. Willie Nettle, John Gardner and John T. Smithson and Garvis Seymour, who was our president at the time but also a friend. All these men willing to impart their wisdom and knowledge to help me as a minister. One of the things that Magnolia Bible College stressed was putting to use the things that were being taught in class while at school. We did door knocking campaigns where they taught us how to go door to door, sharing the gospel with other people, teaching us to ask if they would like to have a Bible study, and if they said yes, how to conduct those Bible studies. We had projects that required us to be involved in worship service and projects that required us to do service and things like, one of the things I remember was I was very nervous about going to nursing homes. I don't know what it is about a nursing home that made me so nervous, but I remember one of the teachers challenging me to use that as one of my projects, where I was able to go to this nursing home and lead singing and lead devotional with these people, and it got me over the fear of doing that. And so now when I'm asked to go to a nursing home, I'm not as fearful of doing those things. We put to practice the things that we were learning that very day, so that when we graduated from this college, when we were done with our education, we were done with the piece of paper, we were ready to do the work. It was through these service projects that it gave me the opportunity in 2003 to begin working with the Durant Church of Christ. They hired me to work with their children. They had started a bus ministry where they would take a van and they would go around and pick up these children and bring them to church. And they quite frankly didn't know what to do with them. And so they asked me to come and to help them and to teach them. It was during that time that with the help of Ray Pasuer, I helped that congregation create a 5- and 10-year Bible school program so that 10 years from that point, they would know what direction they were going to go with their Bible school program, whether I was there or not. In the midst of doing this, due to the failing health of my friend Emmett Armstrong, I became the preacher. The congregation at the time was around 50 to 20 members. And in the 4 years I was there, it increased to numbers of 60, 70 members. not because I'm some super preacher, but because of the training that was given to me by Magnolia Bible College that I was able to impart to the men and women of that congregation, and they were able to do the work necessary to grow the church. In 2007, I graduated from Magnolia Bible College, moved to Grenada to the Elliott Church of Christ to be their preacher. This congregation grew in the 3 years I was there again because of the teaching and the dedication of the members there. In 2010, we moved to Florence, Alabama, where I was the youth minister for the Atlas Church of Christ for over 100 kids. I look back at this experience and I'm thankful for the education that I received here at Magnolia Bible College, because there were so many things that I dealt with that Les Ferguson taught us in the class, Preacher and His Work. And when I was faced with these problems that he said that we would be faced with, I knew how to deal with them. Therefore, was successful in working with those kids. In 2014, I moved back home with the North Brandon Church of Christ, where I am currently working. Great things are being done there as well. Again, not because of me being some super minister, but because of the wonderful teaching that I received that I'm able to impart into these people. Then they turn and do the work. In all the stories that I just gave to you, there's one thing that's in common. The success in preaching and teaching came from what I learned at Magnolia Bible College, from wonderful men that were willing to take the time to polish a young, scared kid into someone who could communicate the gospel to people of all ages and of all education. Something that helped me more than anything while I was in school was the class that Les Ferguson taught on Preacher and His Work. He asked us one day in class what our or my purpose in ministry was. Why do you do what you do? What drives you to do ministry? And it was a good question, because outside of the Great Commission, which tells us to go into all the world and to preach the gospel, I really could not give him a reason why, as a senior in high school, I all of a sudden decided I wanted to do ministry. It didn't take very long, but I soon found my purpose. I believe it's one of Paul's purposes as well, of why he did what he did. And it comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, where it says, "In these things which you have heard from among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others." My purpose in doing ministry is to teach so that they may teach. I never want there to be a generation that comes up that does not know God. And if we're careful, it will happen to us. Look around. You can see the times that we're living in. And I believe now more than ever, the need for Magnolia Bible Center to offer Bible study is crucial. That training programs that are being developed are important. We need to be prepared. That's why I have such a desire to work with young people and young families. Because I desire to teach parents how to teach their children to grow spiritually and for them to grow together. That's also why I'm a part of programs like Titus Camp that is available in at Heritage Christian College during the summer months, where young men are learning how to present the gospel in effective ways. Education is important, whether you decide to do it on your own or through some training school. I want to end with just one thing that just about every teacher said throughout my time at Magnolia Bible College. Each one of these said this in their class each year. If you can do anything else, you need to do it. But if preaching and teaching is in your bones, and there is nothing else you would rather do, then you need to do it with all of your heart mind, and soul. This has been my experiences with my education.
In the process of your work, meeting the needs of people is what we've emphasized to these folks that are setting up a school in their local congregation, meeting the needs of people. And we talked about the various needs of people to control their temperament, for example, to know the plan of salvation, to faithfully worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, to be people who look to their fellow man and try to help their souls, and so forth, so on. As you look back, the training and teaching that you got, did it equip you, you feel like, in meeting some of the needs that people have that you see?
Absolutely. As I said at the beginning of this talk, one of the things that this college definitely makes sure that you understand is that we have to be humble. And through being humble, we have the ability to see people for the needs that they have. If I believe that I am high and mighty and that I am some super Christian, then I'm going to miss sometimes the needs of people. When I feel like that I'm better than anyone else, then I'm not going to see the need of my brother over here, both physically and spiritually.
What a good presentation we have here, and it's certainly a good companion to the reflections that Paul had and that I gave yesterday in regard to the future and the work that you're going to do in local congregation wherever you serve if you decide to have a little extra school involved. You will have the support of others around you. You will have the help of others around you. You will have the desire of others around you, and as Brother Greg has mentioned, for those students that have the desire to do that and that alone, that's their real motive in life. It'll be good. Thank you for your study with us about this idea of who and why. This is Robert Rawson speaking on my late mother's birthday and anniversary day as well, October 16, 2018. No one would be happier than she would be for these presentations to be done over the last couple of days.